Welcome to Make the Grade with the Success Doctor, Stephen Green, where you'll discover actionable strategies to help your student to reach their academic goals, to excel at standardized testing, and to plan for the college admissions process painlessly. And now, here's your host, Dr. Stephen Green.
Dr. Stephen Green, the Success Doctor, host of the Make the Grade podcast. Our theme is very simple. Let me give you actionable items that you can take immediately to improve your academics, your grades, your GPA, your SATs, your ACTs, your time management, your information management, your daily success, and then you can put them into place right away. That is the goal. Okay, so let's talk about it. I'm going to give you a case study over the next, I don't know how many, it might even be 10 or 15 podcasts, because these are examples of real students, real families I have worked with. So it's likely that some of their challenges, some of their concerns, some of their issues, and some of the solutions are going to be similar to things that people who are, thankfully to me, listening to this are going to have. So it's going to give you ideas they can put into place right away. So today, and these are all students I worked with in the last, at the most, 4 years, but probably more 2 to 3, maybe even this past year. So I'm going to talk to you today about a student of mine. His name was Dan. Good kid, hard worker, was a sophomore in high school, 10th grader. Typical kind of college prep track, took higher end courses, mostly honors courses, one AP course, and you know, some filler things, not that they're bad classes, but gym, things like that. And the problem was he just didn't have a plan. Okay? He would start an assignment, get halfway done, and then he would go on and do something else. And that assignment, he'd get a third of the way done. And then he would go work on something else. So he'd go back and forth between math and Spanish and chemistry and history and so and so. And he was taking 2 hours, in some case 3 hours, to get his homework done. And even when he got it done, he was not very diligent about handing it in. In other words, getting credit for the assignment. Because sometimes he would put it in the wrong folder. Sometimes, nowadays it's much more common to submit homework online or through some cloud-based situation. But even with that, he was not 100% responsible. So he was, number one, inefficient in how he was doing his work. And number two, he wasn't always handing it in, which was even worse, you could argue. So he had come to me. Parents had brought him to me, and we're not really worried about tutoring. We're not really worried about improving his knowledge, per se. We have to give him a system. And that's a lot of what the Maximum Education is about. The system that you can use. So at the time, he was using all sorts of different notebooks. He had a notebook for math, notebook for English, notebook for history, so on and so on. But he would jumble them together. He would put his math work in his history notebook and blah, 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 blah. Well, we started, the first thing we did in this case study was do an inventory. Looked at everything out. We had a big desk here, put everything out on it, the math in this pile, the history in this pile, chemistry in this pile, so on and so on and so on. Organized everything. He had, nothing was organized. So just a little tip right away. Date everything. Whenever you get a paper, a handout in class, or you take notes, put a date on it. Because if it falls out of your book or it gets out of order, it's so much easier to find out where it should have been. Very important. Anyway, so there were two things Dan was not doing that I immediately suggested he do. Number one was only work on one thing at a time until it was done. Once you started math, Dan, you're finishing math. It's not a 3-hour project. Most of the stuff he was doing was 20, 15, 30 minutes, and maybe a little bit extended if he had a big test coming up. Okay. The second big thing was everything had its place. We didn't go as far, which I have done with a lot of other students, of color coding everything in a mass blue and history's red, which is a really nice technique. He was a little bit beyond that in terms of need. Anyway, so we started to implement the maximum education time management protocols. Okay. So once he got done the job, well, let me back up. He would start what he was going to do. He would set his agenda for the day. And I'm going to just reference other podcasts that talk about how to set your agenda. He would set his agenda and he would stick to it. He would commit to it. And I had to ride him a little bit about this because it wasn't really his nature. And he wasn't really doing it very effectively most of the time beforehand. Once he started math, it was math. Then he moved on to chemistry. All chemistry till it got done. Then history. Okay. Now, once he finished his work, because we had a checklist, one of the things on his checklist was, did you start it? Did you finish it? Did you put it where it was supposed to be? And did you submit it? Sometimes he could do that right away. Sometimes it wasn't until the next day. Okay? Now, this took, according to my records, about 8 weeks. Even though we started it and we got value immediately, after about 8 weeks, this was working like a beautiful, smooth, well-oiled machine. And he took what was taking him an hour and a half, 2 hours, 2.5 hours every night, very inefficiently, down to about 45 to 60 minutes pretty much every day. And here's a bonus, and here's, in my opinion, some good advice. Not only was he doing his present homework, he was also planning ahead, starting to look at future assignments. So, for example, if it was Monday and he had a quiz Friday, he was incrementally studying for that. Some of it Monday, Tuesday, some Wednesday, some Thursday. So by Thursday night, it was essentially a review exercise. So the bottom line was, once the system was in place, which was mostly organizing by his time protocol and organizing his information protocol, two of the giant cornerstones of maximum education, he, A, got better grades because he was handing his work in, because he was completing his work better. So it's kind of like a 1A, 1B. Two, and probably more importantly in his mind, was taking half the time to do it. He went from about a B, mid-B, B-plus student to a solid A, maybe A-minus student if it was a particularly difficult piece of work. Now, flash forward. Dan ended up going to a really good college. Competitive, took a lot. Now there, he was doing 2, 3, 4 hours a day because of the demand. And he wrote to me and said, hey, it works. I am still using what I learned from you. And this is his exact quote. Now that I have a system, I feel like I am in control of the situation. Again, these are his words. I feel like I am in control of the situation. Since I am always up to date, the subjects don't seem as challenging either, because he understands what's going on and he can anticipate what's coming next. In fact, he says, they seem to be getting easier because I really understand what's going on. So thank you, Dan, for sharing that. But a lesson to the parents and the students at home is, once you establish a system, and that's what I am here to do, is to help you do that. And one of the best places to get access to that is in the Make the Grade Facebook community. And I'll put some links to that underneath the video or in the podcast show notes. But once you get the system down, everything just rolls and gets easier from there. So what are you going to do? Do you have a system? If you do, how's it working for you? Do you need to analyze it? Do you need to overhaul it? Do you need to, you know, maybe add some things to it or combine different things? Think about ask yourself this question. What is your study system? If it's working for you, awesome. If it isn't, or maybe not 100%, let's discuss. I appreciate all the feedback, all the questions, all the suggestions I get from listeners, subscribers, fans, dare I say that word, out there in podcast and social media land. You can reach me, very simple, email sgreene@makethegrade.net, makethegrade.net. Easiest way to reach me, you can also find it on social media, Make the Grade on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Dr. Stephen Green, the Success Doctor. So, appreciate your feedback. Please keep it coming. I'm going to do a series of these case studies because, A, I think they're very valuable. Two, I've been getting requests for things like this from listeners. And three, as I said earlier, if it helps someone else, chances are there's people out there with similar challenges, and maybe this will shortcut them to an excellent solution. So, that's it. Thank you very much, and have a great week. Dr. Stephen Green, the Success Doctor, signing off.
You've been listening to Make the Grade with the Success Doctor, Stephen Green. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. For more resources and support, please visit makethegrade.net.